how life got started here on Earth. I'm just telling you that we don't need a miracle.
With all that we understand about science, right, in this Big Bang theory, right, Earth is created, right? So there's all non-life. It wasn't that life just spawned in, right, according to the Big Bang theory. So is it in everything we know about science, how can life come from non-life?
I'm sorry. You're getting things confused.
It does it all the time.
The Big Bang.
Wait a second. How can life come from non-life? How does that work?
It's happening right now.
How is that happening right now?
So, well, what is life?
What do you mean, what is life? Everything, all the living organisms that we have around us, what do you mean, what is life? Why can't you answer my question? Why are you answering
it's
my question?
Your question doesn't make
sense.
No,
well, I am, but we have to define our terms.
What do you mean it's a question that doesn't
terms.
Make any sense? Wait, you said it's a question that doesn't make any sense.
So
life is all
I never
the living...
said that.
No, that's
no,
what
I
said.
No,
but
what
I want to understand when Earth was created from the Big Bang, as you say, right? This Big Bang theory, that means that life had to come from non-life at some point because there was no living organisms right away. Or unless you're claiming that there were. Just right away, there were living organisms. They just spawned in. So then life came from non-life, right?
Yes.
So life came from non-life. How does science explain that?
Well, because everything we know about what makes life... This is why I was asking you what life is. Because every single thing we know about what makes life possible is reducible to nothing other than physical chemistry. So, like, let's just... So that's what life is. So let's just imagine... Let's not imagine something as complicated as a human being, right? I don't know about you, but me, I'm built different. You know, so let's just imagine a simple bacterium, right? It's still alive, right? A single cell thing. A bacterium ingests a glucose molecule and starts to break it down and metabolize it, right? Is that life? The metabolism of glucose?
Why is it that you find chemistry?
No, I'm just trying to ask Right Corner about this because it's a good question.
He thinks that a woman came from a rib, and he finds it strange the life comes from chemistry.
A lot of people that actually believe in evolution believe that too at the same time. So I'm not really concerned about that. But like,
and
you know, bacterium.
So you believe that life came from non-life?
Oh, no.
But you think that
we're trying to talk about right now.
Yes. Go ahead.
Right, because that makes a lot of sense. Right, that makes a whole bunch of sense.
Well, we're trying to make sense of it right here. So, like, a bacterium takes in some glucose and it's going to break it down and metabolize it. Is that life, the breakdown of glucose?
Is that life, the breakdown of, you mean like humans breaking down glucose?
Well, we do it, but we're just trying to imagine a single-celled organism doing it.
A single-celled organism is life. We have yet to find another single-celled organism in our solar system outside of Earth.
That's true, but I was asking
single-celled
organism breaking down glucose, is that life? The breakdown of glucose, is that what life is?
That's a process of that single-celled organism. The single-celled organism is life. Yes, that's the part of life.
It's part of it, but it can't be life because...
What's your point?
If the breakdown of glucose is life, well, then, I mean, in a way, like, I could just put some enzymes in water and add glucose to it, and it would break it down into pyruvic acid or whatever, and then I would call that life. No, definitely not,
right? I'm not saying, no, but the action that you listed, the action that you named is an action that happens within a living organism. Something that you are doing, right? That's not life. You're just making this thing. You can't make
it. I agree. I agree with you. That, in and of itself, is not life, right?
No, it's an action of life, though.
Yes.
In a living organism.
So, and that thing I just laid out, that could happen independent of life. It doesn't, you don't need life to break down glucose. It'll just happen, right? When things die and they rot, they do that, and it probably happens naturally as well. But anyways, the point is, you're talking about how do you get life from non-life or whatever. All of these things that living things do that we could break down and simplify and reduce to their or we could, how do I want to say this, be reductionist about it, boil it down to its particulars, we would find that every single thing about what makes life possible can be reduced down to just like simple physical chemistry. None of those elements in and of themselves, by themselves, is life. And none of them, we can't say that, well, if you do exactly these three things, that's life and nothing else
No,
is,
but what you're
right?
saying is,
So life comes from, like, we literally, life is basically, it's kind of an illusion in a way. It's like an emergent property. We are made of cells, and a cell is a self-replicating chemical system. All of the chemistry involved with life in and of itself isn't
wait.
life, but it produces life.
You're saying that science can show us all of the characteristics that make up a living organism, even a single-celled organism. We can know how the single-celled organism lives. We can know the properties that make up the single-celled organism, even,
Yet we can't
but
make
yet,
them. That's what you're gonna
yeah,
say, right?
exactly.
Yeah,
Why?
well, because I mean, even a simple bacterium has something like a billion chemical reactions per second happen within it. And the way that all of those chemical systems interact with each other is so like unthinkably complex at this point in Earth's history that we simply don't know yet how to what combination of things to put together to make life happen,
So
right?
you're
First,
saying
but
this
that doesn't mean,
incredulous
but
based
again,
analogy. Wait, wait,
again,
so you're saying
I only have one thing to say, and then I will shut up for a while because I know I've been talking for a while. But again, all of the like, I don't see how you can possibly deny that we don't know that life can be boiled down just to simple physical chemistry and whatever, whatever, whatever. So
okay.
my only point is, no miracle or supernatural event is required to explain what is going on
Of
at any
course,
level here.
you just unironically explained the creator. You're saying
Look,
that even within a single-celled organism, it's infinitely, damn near
that's an
infinitely
argument from
impossible.
incredulity.
It has billions of processes going on to create this living organism, even within a single-celled organism. We know all the properties that make it up, yet we can't actually make it ourselves.
So what?
You're
None of that is
proving
an argument for God's
yeah,
existence.
we I mean,
that's because we can't create it.
so what?
Science can br What do you mean, so
That's
what?
that
Just an
doesn't
argument from
mean
incredulity,
yeah,
though.
that
You just
doesn't just because
explained
we
the
can't
creator.
or no, it doesn't.
It
Look,
points
just because
towards
we
the
can
creator,
recreate
yes.
it, that again, this is an
It's
argument
not.
from incredulity. You're like, we
Yeah.
don't know how this happened, so it must be God. This is not an argument. Just because we can't recreate it, or we don't have all every answer to every possible question, doesn't give credence to your worldview. Why are you asking about? Look, I could grant that we don't know a whole bunch of things in science. It doesn't justify your belief in God. Your worldview is something you have to justify to us, not
You just
ask about
justified
mine.
it to me. It's infinitely impossible to explain how a living
That's
organism
an
came to be
argument from
living. I
incredulity.
have made no claim to certainty. Forget my worldview. My worldview could be wrong, and you
It
could,
is wrong. I'm sorry to
and
tell you,
we
but it's very wrong.
I think I can bridge the gap we have here. Is it okay if I interrupt?
Sure. Oh, it's your.
So, right current, you're asking us, how did life arise from non-life? And we're telling you, well, to us, the evidence says it did naturalistically, but we don't know how. And then you say, that proves my
Wait,
point that that it was God.
what
Okay.
evidence proves that it happened then?
That everything about the way life works is nothing but physical chemistry, right? So I've gone over that a lot. So okay. So anyways, you say that proves your point because we can't tell you how it happened. Okay. Well, you
Yes.
say God did it. How?
God not only created that single-celled organism that you can't wrap your mind around, but the entire Earth and other planets in
How?
our
How?
solar system and universe.
How? Don't just claim. Tell me how.
How? If I even hesitated to say, "Oh, I know how," then I'm the biggest narcissist
Oh,
possible.
interesting.
Okay,
So when we say
there,
we don't know,
you just proved
no,
our
listen, no,
point,
it's
our worldview.
no.
You just
So when
proved
we
it.
say
How
we
did I
don't
prove
know,
your
you claim it
point?
justifies
I.
yours.
No, because it would be unbelievably narcissistic to say, I know how this creator, this ultimate,
Okay, you proved our
Extremely
point. How do you not get it?
intelligent,
It's amazing.
wait, this infinitely intelligent creator created this. I just know this creator exists, and he tells us in the Bible what we need to understand.
The Bible
is
the claim, not the evidence, so it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
the Bible is the evidence.
So Jesus Christ, all I'm trying to point out is,
no, it isn't.
You said the fact that we can't tell you how it happened validates your claim that your alternative explanation is the answer. And now I said, how did your... Now, I did the exact thing that you did. How did your explanation make it happen?
Listen.
I don't know. Well, that validates our position.
Let's make this fair. You've had this...